Friends, the Lord has brought us blessing. It's the Canada Day weekend, a time when we celebrate as a nation, a time when we mark our birthday, if you will, 152. I think that's the correct math. And it is a reason for us to celebrate. It is an occasion when we should express, yes, our pride in the land in which we live, but, you know, ultimately, it's not primarily an expression of national pride. By that I mean, really, down deep, what's called for from us is an expression of gratitude to God. We are a truly blessed people. Oh, I'm not suggesting that everything about our land is perfect, and that there are no struggles and no problems. But indeed, we are blessed. We are blessed with a degree of provision of material things that most people in the world only dream about. We're blessed with freedom of movement and activity that is uncommon in these days, in fact. And here we are together, and it is good that we pause and thank God. And as we do so, we remember the variety of ways in which the land in which we live, the nation of which we are a part, is meaningful to us. And yes, that stirs within us a sense of thanksgiving and pride, but let the thanksgiving be that which predominates. While pride of nation is an appropriate response of those who truly do indeed appreciate the part of the world in which they are privileged to dwell, it is a time to say thank you to the Lord. So as you think back over the ways in which Canada Day is meaningful to you, or maybe more particularly in the way in which Canada is meaningful to you, let your response include thanksgiving. Now, in a certain way, I could stop right there because much of what I have to say remaining follows on the same theme. But don't drift off on me. Stay with me. You see, well, on a time like this, it is often an occasion when we remember the accomplishments of our country or the accomplishments of people that are part of it. And that's good that we should do so, because we should acknowledge those who have, in various ways, contributed to the growth and development of this land in which we live. And those people who have, in other ways that aren't related to governance, or that aren't representative of the big movers and shakers in the world, but those people who have, in a whole variety of ways, worked to create community that is supportive and caring and compassionate. People who have excelled in education and science, who have contributed not only to our land, but to life in the world, we remember them. And we're grateful for their work. And yes, we're kind of proud they're Canadian. But, you know, it's ultimately not a matter of what we have accomplished. Because behind every one of those accomplishments is the hand of God. And so it is a time, I told you I'd get back to this, a time of thanksgiving for God's blessings, revealed through the lives of people who are part of this land and community we call Canada. Now, one of the things that we have often focused on when we talk about Canada is its abundance of natural resources. Now, that's getting a lot of press these days, pro and con. But we have indeed, as a piece of geography, been richly blessed in the resources it provides. Not just things that are mined out of the ground or pumped out of the ground, but in the capacity of the land to support life, to grow crops, to provide for those who live there. We have an abundance of natural resources. But let me remind you, we didn't do a thing to get them ourselves. They too are all a part of the Lord's blessing poured out upon us. For the Lord has brought us blessing. When we celebrate occasions like Canada Day, I guess all birthdays, we look in two different directions. We kind of look backwards and remember the past and what has brought us to the present moment. And we look forward ahead, sometimes with trepidation, but we look forward ahead to what may be there. And I think as citizens of a land, we look forward to a good thing ahead of us. There are lots of challenges. There are many uncertainties. The world is in turmoil, a turmoil that in this generation we may be perhaps more conscious of than previous generations were. But nevertheless, I think that there is amongst us still a positive expectation about life in our land. But that too, you know, needs to be accompanied by prayer. Because as what we have has come from the hand of the Lord, what we celebrate is God's blessing. So when we look to the future, then it is with the hope and expectation that God will continue to guide, to bless, and to protect. Because positive things don't just happen. Yes, they involve people, but they also involve circumstances well outside the range of our capacity to change them. And so we ask for the Lord's presence. That our future, individually and in our communities and in our country, may continue to enjoy the guiding hand of the Lord. That there may be blessing, that there may be His protection and care over us. And that prayer includes the petition, surely, that we might have God's help to create a community of compassion and care in the world. Greatly challenged these days. And we understand that offering prayer is not a substitute for doing what the Lord enables us to do, but we understand also that what we aspire to do needs the blessing of the Lord. And so I leave it with you. I don't know how you celebrate Canada Day, and it's probably not the same now as it used to be. It used to be a time when community picnics and things like that, and I suppose they're still there for some. But whatever the form that your celebration and marking of Canada Day may take, may it have a spiritual dimension as well as a national one. And may you rejoice and give thanks to God. May you renew your commitment to making this place in which you are privileged to dwell a more godly place and a more compassionate place. And so may our whole approach to life today and our desired for life tomorrow be lived out in a conscious awareness of the Lord's presence and power, as he has blessed us, for the Lord has brought us blessing. May it be in turning to the Lord that we seek to live on in the days ahead for the glory of his name. So, if you find some quiet moments to sit down under an apple tree and reflect, give thanks. Remember the land in which you live and which you have been privileged to live. But let your celebration not only be focused on the land, but on the Lord who has given his blessing. So take that out with you. Inject it into the mood and the conversation wherever you may go. And praise his name. Friends, this is good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.